Let's show pharmacist Ben Fuchs just how aware we are of some of the things he's talking about. Send him an email, everybody. Just go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com, and send Ben an email and just tell him about the program and things you like, things that you'd like to add, and he'll take it under advisement. Criticalhealthnews.com, send Ben Fuchs an email. You'll find his emails there. And we'll be back with your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. And we're going to flood you with emails, Ben. All right?
I love it. I love getting emails. And we answer all our emails, too, by the way.
And that call, the phone line, a call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Tom is taking your text and tweets. This email in from Betty in Utah, of course. Betty wants to know, what does it take to get back on a good supplement system if you haven't done it in years?
That's what Longevity excels at. Beyond the Healthy Start Pack, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, OsteoFX, and the Ultimate EFAs. You get three products. You get all your Mighty 90 essential nutrients. It's simple. It's easy. It comes delivered to your front door every month. You don't have to go shopping for it. You know you've got a credible company behind it. That's exactly what Longevity is all about. Betty's question, Betty is our ideal customer. Betty is our ideal customer because this is a no-brainer. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to understand it. I love nutrition. I love molecules. I love chemistry. But not everybody does. If you haven't supplemented it in a while, if you know you should be supplementing but you don't want to deal with going on the Internet and looking for the right brand and knowing exactly what to do, the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity is the best health insurance program you could ever put yourself on.
Ben, Doc has mentioned people become distributors so they can personally get discounts on their own supplements.
You get discounts, you get tax write-offs, you can help your friends, and you can start a business if you're an entrepreneur. You know, entrepreneurship is not for everybody. I love entrepreneurship. It's not for everybody. So if you don't want to be an entrepreneur necessarily, sign up for a $30 fee, and you get all the benefits of having your own business, and you get the products at the wholesale price.
And you do that all through your website, criticalhealthnews.com?
Correct. Yes.
Super, super. Since you've been doing this.
You help your friends, you help your neighbors, help your loved ones.
Did you supplement when you were younger?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Always did.
You know, my mom used to give us multiple vitamins. I know you're saying your mom was.
She's the same way.
Yes, right? So there were some moms who were a little ahead of the curve back in the day.
She still is, and she's going to be 92 in a couple months.
God love her. That's amazing. That's awesome. Yeah, my mom, too. That's amazing. But when I was an athlete, you know, athletes are always looking, especially bodybuilders, weightlifters, we're always looking for an edge. So I was always reading the muscle magazines, and in the muscle magazines, the bodybuilders, they knew about creatine and B vitamins and amino acids, branched-chain amino acids, whey protein. So I was kind of steeped in that culture, like I said, and then I decided to go to pharmacy school, and that's when it really hit me that Americans seem like they're sick, but they're really starving. And we don't need to be fixed. We need to be fed.
That's absolutely true. Ready for the calls? Let's go to Margaret in Laguna Beach, California. Hi, Margaret. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Margaret.
Margaret, you still with us?
No.
Nope. Can't thank her for calling. Let's go next to Leo in Pennsylvania. Leo, welcome to the show.
Hey, Leo.
Yeah. Yes, hello. Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Leo.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
You're a real cornucopia of time, space, and knowledge between what you do here. And on the bright side, someone upstairs is writing this all down. Thanks so much for that.
Praise God.
I have two questions.
Thank you.
First question is in regards to vitamin C.
Yeah.
Eric Burke talks about vitamin C, and also there's a new study from Harvard about vitamin C, the complex molecule of vitamin C.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Ascorbic acid, the natural form of it, is just on the outside. The center of it, the nuclei of it, is vitamin P and J. It's got copper. So my question is, since Harvard talks about it's a high oxalate load to the body, a synthetic form of vitamin C, it's nothing really like the natural form of vitamin C.
Yes.
Could you expound about that?
Yes, I can. That's a great question. So vitamin C is a food, like other vitamins, is found in foods, and it's not found as vitamin C or as ascorbic acid, as Leo wisely points out. It's found as a complex. It's complex with minerals like copper. It's also complex with what are called bioflavonoids or flavonoids. And these flavonoids, to the chemists out there, polyphenols, are incredibly valuable as cellular defense molecules, and they support the action of vitamin C. So it's true that the best, and this is always true, by the way, the best way to get your nutrients is from foods. However, the fact is vitamin C is very unstable. Most people are not eating the foods that contain vitamin C. The bulk of the work of vitamin C is done by ascorbic acid, and certainly it needs the support molecules along with it, as Leo points out and other physicians have pointed out, but you can still get tremendous benefits from ascorbic acid. And I say tremendous benefits because I've seen them with my own eyes. Tremendous benefits for the blood vessel system, tremendous benefits for the immune system, just with ascorbic acid. Yes, it's true that bioflavonoids and copper and all of these other factors are important, but to get the good doses, the high doses, there's no way you're going to be able to get it from foods. You'd have to eat a bathtub full of oranges. You'd have to eat ridiculous amounts. It's not possible. So what you want to do is you want to supplement with ascorbic acid, and this is true about other nutrients as well. This is my opinion. Supplement with ascorbic acid and make sure you're eating the vitamin C-containing foods. You'll get the best of both worlds. But Leo's point is absolutely well taken. Food nutrients are always the best. And I wish we lived in the Garden of Eden, George and Leo, where we could just pick the apple off of the tree or the orange off of the tree or the grape or whatever it is, and it would be loaded with nutrients, and we could eat as much fruit and vegetables as we wanted, but we don't.
You just like snakes, Ben, don't you?
We live in the 21st century, where food is corrupted, the soil is corrupted, there's pesticides and there's fertilizers and there's toxins everywhere. So we don't live in the Garden of Eden. You do what you can do, and to not use ascorbic acid straight because it doesn't have all these other important complexes, which are important, seems like you're throwing out the baby with the bathwater to me.
Leo said he had a second question. Go ahead, Leo.
Hey, Leo.
Yes, could you please hear me out on this? This is really important because
sure.
You and Doc talk about how mineral deficient people are. And in America, people are drinking a high amount of coffee, which has acrylamides, phytic acid, lectins. It's an endocrine disruptor. Mm-hmm. It's got the excitotoxins and toxic tannins. And my question to you, Ben, is what are the chances of this coffee being all these things that I mentioned, making our body much more, it's much more of a diuretic than people think. It's flushing the minerals out of your kidneys and liver.
Well,
and
it's a mixed bag.
Lectins.
Yes, lectins and all the things you're talking about can chelate minerals away. They can help with the diuretic effect, can cause you to lose minerals. On the other hand, coffee is an incredible source of iron, of magnesium, of copper, of other nutrients. It's also loaded with antioxidants. I shouldn't say coffee. The coffee bean.
The bean.
The coffee bean. I want to make a distinction here. Coffee itself, like you say, it could be contaminated with processing chemicals, and it's concentrated. You know, and if you do it from the bean, you're getting things distributed in a slower way. When you drink coffee, it's not the same thing as the coffee bean, the cacao bean. You know, the ancients worshipped the cacao bean. They used to treat it as godly medicine. In fact, the active ingredient is called theobromine, which means food of the gods. So, or one of the active ingredients. So there's a lot of good and there's a lot of bad. Personally, I don't drink coffee, so I can't really speak to it, but I know that it is the coffee bean is incredibly nutritionally valuable, one of the most nutritionally valuable of all the beans.
Send Ben an email, criticalhealthnews.com. He'll respond to you. And Tom, what's the text and tweet for Ben?
Frank from Seal Beach, California, please ask the pharmacist what I can do about my Alice in Wonderland syndrome.
What the heck is that? Do you know what that is,
small.
Ben?
I think she feels small. I don't know. I've never heard that before.
It's a neurological disorder.
Okay. Oh, it's not a joke. Okay, good. What is it? I don't know what it is. I've never heard of it. It's a new one. I learn something new every day.
That's her question.
What's that?
That's her question.
Alice in Wonderland syndrome? Can you get your research department on that? Because sometimes they call these syndromes, but the neurology or the mechanism is very simple. But they name it things.
Like all right, here you go. Alice in Wonderland syndrome describes a set of symptoms with alteration of body image.
Yeah,
an alteration of visual perception is found in that way that sizes of body parts or sizes of external objects are perceived incorrectly.
Yeah, she feels small. That's what I was thinking. A body dysmorphic disorder, they call that. And that's a very fascinating phenomenon, but it shows us how mental we are, how much of our world is constructed by our belief systems. It's actually a mental issue where people will look at themselves and not see themselves correctly. You ever hear about anorexia? You know about anorexia, I'm sure.
Of course.
Right? And people look in the mirror and they think they're fat. They literally, George, will think
it's like
fat.
A funhouse mirror they're looking
like
at.
Like that, exactly. It shows us how much of our world is in our mind, how much of our reality is perceptual. What we see, it doesn't have to be what's out there, but our biochemistry will act accordingly. And this is where the placebo effect comes from. George, the power of the mind is unspeakable. It does everything. And while I'm a pharmacist and I study, you know, biochemistry and how the body works, aside from our connection to spirituality, nothing trumps the power of the mind.
Next up, Terry, first-time caller in Maryland. Hi, Terry. Go ahead.
Hey, Terry.
I like to address my problem with diverticulosis.
Yeah.
And I'm going to actually next week have surgery because I have a hole in the upper colon.
Okay.
And so my question was the best way to heal after the surgery, but beyond that, because of the diverticulosis on a long-term basis, what nutrient could I be missing?
Yeah, you're missing a lot of nutrients, and you can definitely reverse diverticulosis and itis. Diverticulosis is the condition, diverticulitis, when it's inflamed. It's an awful, god-awful health challenge, god-awful. And my heart goes out to you, ma'am. What you want to do as soon as you have the surgery is you want to make sure you're taking probiotics. You want to make sure you're on the nightly essence from Youngevity. You want to make sure you're eating fermented foods. You want to make sure you're getting enough roughage. Vegetable juices, for example, will be ideal for you. You want to make sure you're staying away from any foods that throw off your digestive health, especially processed foods, grains of all kinds. You know, gluten gets a bad rap, and of course it's an important protein that can cause problems, but all grains. I'd be very, very careful. Any foods that cause digestive distress, the less you eat, the better off you are. Only eating when you're hungry and stopping when you're not. You know, as silly as that sounds, we don't do that. So your intestine has been through the war. Think of a baby who is stuck in World War II and is just completely traumatized and freaked out. That's your intestine. It needs a lot of love and a lot of compassion. And the less you put in it, the better. As far as supplements go, magnesium, glucosamine, the Osteomag. Get on the Healthy Start Pack if you want something simple. Throw in the Daily Digest and the Nightly Essence probiotics and digestive enzymes, by the way. Apple cider vinegar with your meals. And the ultimate enzymes with your meal.
It affects your digestive tract, doesn't
it? It is your digestive tract. It's little pockets. You have pockets. Your intestine is supposed to be smooth, but when it starts to break down, pockets form. These pockets are called diverticuli, and diverticulosis is when you have these pockets. But diverticulitis, oh my God, it's when the pockets get infected, and bacteria start to thrive in there. George, you know what your intestines. You can only imagine what your intestines will look like after you've eaten the meal. You know, I don't want to be gross, but when you vomit, stuff comes out. That's the stuff that's in your intestine. It's even more. It's stickier and gloopier. And
you're being gross.
Well, if you could see what your intestine looked like after you had a hamburger, you wouldn't eat a lot of food. And so there's lots of bacteria in there. And once they get in those pockets, oh, it's the worst agony you can imagine.
What causes it? In the first place,
weakness in the muscle, breakdowns in the muscle, pockets start to form. It's all due to a lack of nutrition. It's due to eating the wrong kinds of foods. I'll tell you one of the biggest problems, George, that doesn't get a lot of press, okay? The wrong kinds of fats, trans fats, fried fats, the new fake spreads and fake margarines and Pringles and deep fried foods. Human health challenges and crises exploded, went through the roof when we figured out how to process fats at the turn of the 20th century. And the foods that we're compelled to eat and addicted to, by the way, largely because we're deficient in essential fatty acids, one of the best ways to prevent yourself from crunching, from munching on Pringles and potato chips and all the tacos and pizza and all the foods we love that are fatty is to get yourself on essential fatty acids. But these wrong fats are pro-inflammatory, and they're especially pro-inflammatory for the intestine. So staying away from those, that's another thing that for this gal to do, for Terry to do, is staying off of these fried fat foods and getting on the ultimate EFAs.
And Webmaster Lex sent me a little bit more information for you on the Alice in Wonderland syndrome, also known as Todd's syndrome. They call it a neuropsychological condition that causes a distortion of perception.
Yeah. It's
interesting.
It's the mind, the power of the mind.
Sees things bigger, closer, smaller, all yeah. kinds of things. Next up, we're going to Jeremy in North Dakota. If it's the same Jeremy I know, he was in a coma for a couple months from a severe car accident. Is this you, Jeremy?
Yes, it is. And after that coma, I was told to have a traumatic brain injury.
Well, you're coming back strong, my friend, but go ahead. You're on with Ben.
Ben, when I was about 5 years after I woke up from the coma, I was allowed to take about 20 sessions of the hyperbaric oxygen chamber.
Nice.
I'm wondering, would scuba diving do pretty much the same
effects? What?
Scuba diving.
Scuba diving do the same thing as hyperbaric oxygen?
I don't think so.
There's less oxygen. There would probably be less oxygen. I know what he's saying because there's a lot of pressure. There's water pressure
to push it, but no, that's it's
but I'm
compressed.
Not sure that's true about oxygen. I don't think that's true about oxygen. But a hyperbaric oxygen is amazing medicine. That's one thing that we would. An example of something we would do if we were serious about healthcare in this country. There are things like hyperbaric oxygen, nutritional supplementation, hot tubs. That we would a yogurt and good quality food that we would be doing to take care of people's health. Hyperbaric oxygen is incredibly valuable, especially for people who are dealing with immune problems, respiratory problems, and cancer. Cancer hates oxygen, by the way.
Ben, I got my certification in scuba diving about 10 years ago.
Did you?
15, something like that. But did you know that if you are breathing underwater through the respirator and then held your breath and went to the top, you would probably get an air embolism in your brain and die?
I can see that because the change in pressure.
You're supposed to let the pressure out of your mouth. Yeah. And if for some reason you're not breathing the air in and out of the respirator, if something happens and you got to hold your breath, they say open your mouth and go to the top. Because if you hold your breath with the compressed air, it's going to pop in your brain.
I can see that. Is it scary to, like, not the ocean, but all the process and things you have to remember when you're scuba diving?
Well, you end up doing it naturally. I mean, part of the certification program is, and there are a lot of people out there that are probably certified, is, you know, they teach you that, you know, you're on the bottom of the... I got certified in Lake Norfolk, Arkansas, not the ocean.
Have you been in the ocean, scuba diving in the ocean?
In the Cancun.
Is it amazing?
Yeah, it's pretty. But, I mean, to get certified, you got to be on, like, the floor of the lake, right? It's almost pitch black. You have to take your mask off and the respirator out of your mouth.
While you're
underneath. And then put it all back on.
Oh, my goodness.
And what you do is you hold your mask, and then you blow hard with your nose, and the pressure from your nose clears the water out of the mask, and it comes back down without getting any water in it. And then you put the respirator in your mouth, and you push the little plug button, and that sucks the water out of your mouth.
How long did it take you to learn this?
It was about a weekend course.
Uh-huh. It's on my list to do, but I have to admit, I'm slightly intimidated by the thought.
And what's kind of weird is when you're swimming underwater and you come upon a boat that sank or something like that.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
That's strange because there's all kinds of things growing on it. And
stuff from like the Middle Ages or like the 1800s or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Let's go to Julie in Michigan. Welcome to the show. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, thank you so much for taking the call.
Sure thing. Julie, I'm going to put you on hold. I was talking so much about scuba diving, it's time to take a break. But we will come right back to you after the break on Coast to Coast with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I talk too much there, Ben. Next hour, we're talking about mind control, the power of the mind, with Greg Everett. The book he wrote is called Tough, so make sure you're part of the program. We'll be back with final calls with Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com in just a moment. And welcome back. George Norrie with you, back with Ben Fuchs, our final segment here. Again, the website is criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call for assistance anytime you want, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Let's go back to Julie in Michigan. There we go, Julie. Let's go for it.
All righty. A couple years ago, I was in a car accident, rear-ended at a red light. And the L4, L5, S1 was impacted where a facet cyst is at the L5 in the spinal canal, and it causes my leg just to go out and collapse on me. The other day, that happened again, and I broke the fall with my left wrist, in which it fractured the wrist, and I have a lot of edema, swelling.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm taking MSM and vitamin C, vitamin D. I wondered, vitamin B.
You need the most important you got inflammation there, obviously, and
yes,
severe inflammation. The most important anti-inflammatory nutrients are vitamin E and your ultimate EFAs from your longevity. In fact, the ultimate EFAs are the molecules of inflammation and anti-inflammation, and deficiencies are very common, and deficiencies will exacerbate inflammatory conditions. Get on them ASAP, today, tomorrow, buy them right away. The ultimate EFAs for any inflammatory issues. Essential fatty acids are so darn important for pain, for inflammation. They act like natural statin drugs. They act like natural hormones. They're critical for skin health. There's so many reasons why essential fatty acids are important. Reproductive health, menstrual problems in women, and deficiencies are common. Get on them ASAP, as soon as possible. And then what I would also do if I were you is get some body work. I don't know if you've had Rolfing done. Have you been Rolfed or had some strong body work? You may have scar tissue in there. And once you have scar tissue in there, which I'm sure you do, it throws everything off from your shoulders to your toes, from your neck to your toes. The entire body gets thrown off, and it's, especially being the center of your body like that, critical that you get some body work done and practice stretching too. And I would also, by the way, throw in the glucogel caps.
What do you think of spinal surgery, Ben?
Last resort. I would have everything I said I would do first. If you need it, you need it, but last resort. It's not a cure-all. It goes wrong. Many, if not most people, have problems from then on. You get scar tissue, something called adhesions. In fact, any surgery. You know, they don't tell you about this, but 90% of people who have surgery get this condition called adhesions. You know what these are? It's where things stick that shouldn't be sticking, and it can mess everything up. So that spinal surgery, you're playing with the spine, last resort.
All right, next up, let's go to Michael in Danville, Kansas. Welcome to the show. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
How are we doing, Mr. Norrie? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Michael, for calling.
And September 1st, I had an L1 3-column burst fracture repaired by a surgeon, and I'm recovering from that right now, and it's a terrible situation. That's a side note. But anyway, I want to know, if we introduce a new mRNA into our genes, does the mitochondria come up with new forms of mutations that we've never seen before? Maybe new cancers we've never seen before?
Anything's possible. The mRNA doesn't really go into the genetics. It works in the genetic machinery. It doesn't go into the genes. The DNA does, but the mRNA works a little bit differently. So probably your point's well taken, though. You're playing with the gene, the genetic machinery. This is craziness. And to answer your question is a big question mark. Nobody knows. And that's why I say don't call it a vaccine, call it an experimental vaccine. It's very important that we recognize that we are part of an experiment, that anybody who's taking the vaccine, whether it works or not, we're part of a mass experiment on human beings. And it's egregious. It's hideous. If you want to be part of an experiment, be part of an experiment. But to mandate it for all of humanity is one of the most egregious offenses to human freedom and independence and self-authority
that's
ever been done.
It's
yes.
Crazy. You know, they can't guarantee it's going to work. And what about these variants, these mutations?
Listen, George, how many variants of the influenza virus are there? Every year, there's a variant. Variants happen. Viruses mutate. And by the way, it's not that they make a big deal about the contagiousness of it. Oh, these variants are contagious. Okay, fine. Contagion is not the issue. The issue is what happens after the contagion. For most people, nothing. And for some people, you get sick for a little bit. The variants are about, we don't even know how potent they are. They could be less potent. So you can't protect, you can't hide from a virus. It's not how it works. You build the immune system. You strengthen the body. You make yourself more resistant to viruses with your natural God-given immune system. And that means getting on a supplement program, get on the Healthy Start Pack, use the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack because blood sugar is involved, stay away from problem foods. It's everything we have to do to be healthy anyway. And if we take advantage of this, George, as a culture, if we take advantage of using and leveraging the body's built-in chemistry to address this problem, we will have more longevity, we'll have less cancer and less heart disease, we'll be feeling better and have better quality of life, and we'll have to interact with the medical model and the pharmacomedical model less. If we just take advantage of this opportunity to leverage the body's healing powers with good nutrition, good lifestyle choices, working with your mental and emotional natures, and plugging into spirituality, whatever that is for you.
Here's our final text and tweet for you, Ben, for the night. What do you have, Tom?
Hey, Ben from Cheryl in Connecticut. I eat cheddar cheese and cottage cheese every day. Am I getting nutrients for my body?
Cottage cheese is a great food. Cheddar cheese is getting less great. Cheeses, the hard cheeses, and even the semi-hard cheeses, they're gummy, and they'll gum up the intestine. Small amounts are okay. The cottage cheese doesn't have that problem as much. It's watery cheese, and it is a great source of nutrients, especially protein.
Why do we like cheese?
Because it's fat, and it's because it's salty, and because it's sweet. It's got all the three hot buttons, especially the fat. In fact, George, I don't know if you want to do this experiment. Maybe your listeners want to do this experiment. Take a whole bunch of essential fatty acids all at once and watch what happens to your cravings for fats within a couple of hours. Or just get on the ultimate EFAs for a month and then put your favorite fatty food in front of you. We crave fat because we're deficient in it. And fat is an extremely important, not only nutrient on its own, but it helps you absorb other nutrients. And under conditions of fat deficiency, you will go crazy for fat. So make sure that you're eating correct fats, and you'll eat a lot less fats. And that includes eating a lot less dairy and cheese, which people can't stay away from, seemingly, because of sugar and salt and fat.
Why is D3 supplementation so important?
It's so important, George. D is your summertime vitamin. D is the vitamin that tells your body all is right in the world. D is your vitamin that allows you to go about your business from a caveman or evolutionary perspective where you went out and hunted and you went out and foraged and you were out in nature and you were subject to getting infections and you were subject to sun damage. You're subject to the forces of nature when it was at its peak in the summertime. And so vitamin D3 helps us handle that. It helps us handle immune stressors. It helps us handle growth and repair. It helps us handle the sun. It helps us handle stresses. So it's like a tonic. It's good for everything, every part of the body. It's unbelievably important, so much so that it's not even a vitamin, George. We call it a vitamin, but it's not a vitamin. It is a hormone. And you know what else, George? It's not any mere hormone. It is cholesterol. Vitamin D is cholesterol. It's a little tweaked version of cholesterol.
Well, some cholesterol is not bad for you.
If it's vitamin D, if it's testosterone, if it's cortisol, if it's DHEA, if it's a building block, yes. Vitamin cholesterol is turned in. They say it's turned into these things. I just say these things are versions of cholesterol. And by the way, that gets us to statin drugs. That's another crazy thing that human beings do. Or the pharmacomedical model does, I should say, is take drugs that stop your body from making vitamin D, that stop your body from making cortisol, that stop your body from making testosterone and estrogen and DHEA and all of the other building substances that are derivatives of this vital compound, cholesterol, arguably the most important molecule in the body.
Jeffrey in San Diego, west of the Rockies. Hey, Jeff, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Thanks, hey, Jeff. Thanks for holding.
I have a question for you, Ben. My wife, for 20 years, had misdiagnosed back pain as fibromyalgia and thousands and thousands of Vicodin along the way. Oh. But anyways, she got arthritis in the eye.
Oh, my God.
And that's how we found out she has ankylosing spondylitis. It was actually her eye doctor.
Oh, my goodness. How old is she?
She's 45.
Oh, she's young.
Yeah, she's young.
Yeah. And she has already had, it's affected her heart. She's had open heart surgery. She has the valves in her eyes to relieve the pressure.
Well, and ankylosing spondylitis, it's interesting because the name kind of tells you what it is. When you think, George, when you hear the words ankylosing spondylitis, can you get a sense of crookedness kind of in the
whatever
words?
It sounds, it doesn't sound good.
It's not good. It's crookedness. It's when the connective tissue starts to deteriorate and you become crooked.
What is arthritis of the eye, Ben?
Well, I assume he means the connective tissue around the eye that helps the eye move.
Okay, I see.
It's not the eyeball itself. Although it could be. You have connective tissue in the eyeball. Wherever you have connective tissue, you can have arthritis or inflammation. And wherever you have connective tissue, you can start to get these twists and bends.
Well, what do you supplement for? The eye? For the bones? What?
You supplement for the connective tissue. Everything we hate about aging, by the way, ankylosing spondylitis is an extreme form of aging. And everything we hate about aging is deterioration of the connective tissue. Do you ever go see the bodies exhibit, or you know what I'm talking about, the bodies exhibit, where they show you the bodies without the skin?
No, you're weird. You like those things. I don't.
You know what I'm talking about. They have this thing called the bodies exhibit, where the skin is off of the body, and you see the middle of the body, the robot. The robot is the connective tissue and the muscle tissue. And once the connective tissue deteriorates, that's when we age. Aging is largely the signs of connective tissue deterioration. So for this this poor gal, building the connective tissue is critical. It's critical for everybody. But ankylosing spondylitis is an extreme example. Number one, work on the digestive system for a couple of reasons. First of all, toxins and inflammatory factors that get in the blood through the digestive system will make matters worse. And number two, once the digestive system starts to go awry, you don't absorb nutrients as well. So focusing on the digestive system is always ground zero. And that means nightly essence from longevity. That means the daily digest. That means staying away from problem foods. That means ultimate EFAs. Work on the digestive system. That's number one. Then number two is collagen peptides. Longevity has a great new collagen peptide powder. Anything you can do to give you the building blocks for collagen, that's what collagen peptides are, and then also bone broth and chicken broth, which contain these building blocks for collagen, for connective tissue building. And then, of course, the glucogel caps turns everything on. I'd be getting on the glucogel caps as well. And then last but certainly not least is you cannot make connective tissue without vitamin C. In fact, vitamin C deficiency disease, or scurvy, is connective tissue disease when the connective tissue breaks down. And so ankylosing spondylitis and arthritis and osteoporosis and all of the things that we hate about aging, wrinkles in the skin and vascular problems, these are all connective tissue deterioration issues. And in many ways, they're vitamin C deficiency issues. Even aging itself, in many ways, is a vitamin C deficiency issue. So making sure you get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is a great source of vitamin C. And then as Leo pointed out earlier in the program, eating foods that contain vitamin C so you get those bioflavonoids.
Carl in Boston, it's your turn, Carl. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, George. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Carl.
Pharmacist Ben, I have a question. I have fourth neural palsy in my right eye. I don't know if you know what that is, but one time I was meditating real deeply, and the power of the mind is so great, I was able to connect the neuron or whatever it is, and I was able to look to my left and not see double vision, and I kept doing that for like 15 minutes, and finally I guess it snapped. And what I'm wondering, do you have any medicinal things I can do besides, I try and eat as healthy as I can. And I was wondering if you had any medicinal or good things to eat or...
Absolutely. What? Absolutely. I got some ideas for it, but I just want to commend you for understanding the power of the mind on that, Carl.
Sure thing.
George, you got some smart listeners.
Yes, we do.
Really, that's amazing stuff, and I hope you really start taking advantage of that, because that shows you that you have a really nice connection to your body. As far as nutrients go, the B vitamins, they're your most electrical vitamins. All the vitamins are electrical, but I'd be getting on the B vitamins for all palsies, tremors, Parkinson's issues, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's where it excels, is in vitamin C and the B vitamins. So I'd be getting on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That'll make a huge, huge difference. And number two, the ultimate EFAs, which are they balance out inflammation. They're your anti-inflammation and pro-inflammation nutrients, And any kind of inflammatory issues, you'll benefit from essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs, and last but not least, CBD. You know, we haven't talked about CBD in a while, George, but that stuff's amazing, especially for tremors and palsies and movement disorders.
Yeah, it works a lot for
everything
people.
Down. So get on the Hemp FX product, or at least when you call, what's that number again, George? Radio 1? I always forget the number.
And of course, the number is 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO.
Ask about the Hemp FX.
All right, Ben, we're almost out of time. We will see you in about 6 weeks, my friend.
Always a pleasure.
Stay healthy. And what are you doing about COVID personally?
I'm doing the same thing I always do. I'm eating less food. I'm supplementing, taking the Healthy Start Pack every day, making sure I do my smoothie every day, breathing correctly, all the things we always talk about on the program, George.
Wearing a mask when you go out, of course.
You have to wear a mask. You know what? I wear a mask. I don't believe any of that stuff, but the reason I wear a mask is to be respectful.
You know what? I do that, too, for other people.
For other people, to be respectful because, you know, people freak out, and I don't want to freak anybody out.
Good point. Ben, thank you so much. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And, again, the website, criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234. Up next on Coast to Coast, the power of minds, mind control. Next on Coast to Coast AM. And we'll have a special guest for you in just a moment, so don't touch your dial.